The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
This is Time for Technology, our weekly look into technological developments around the world. I'm Ira Melman in Washington. Artificial intelligence that automatically detects threatening behavior at train stations is part of a new trial to improve safety for women traveling at night in Australia. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
The New South Wales state government says 9 out of 10 Australian women have experienced harassment on the street. It asked researchers to submit ideas to improve safety as part of its Safety After Dark Innovation Challenge. 4 entries have been chosen and will be tested over the next 6 months. One group from the University of Wollongong will develop artificial intelligence software that will examine real-time feeds from security cameras and alert an operator when it detects suspicious activity or an unsafe environment. The AI will be trained to detect people fighting, agitated behavior, individuals being followed, and arguments. The university team says the software is a world first and that they were pushing the limits of the technology. Researcher Elizabeth Muscat, who's a transport planner, is also developing algorithms that create safe routes for female travellers.
It will give women the opportunity to make better informed choices on the routes they choose. So maybe they would choose to take a route that offers them a higher level of passive surveillance, or meaning that a lot more people will be around or businesses will be open. Lighting is improved in that location. The end product could be a mobile application where women can, on their own mobile phones, have a application similar to Google Maps or another route finding app where they could be able to choose which route they want to take home.
Authorities in New South Wales, Australia's most populous state, said the range of technology was exciting. Research in 2018 showed that 20% of women in Sydney felt unsafe on public transport. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
We thank you for being with us for this week's edition of Time for Technology. I'm Ira Melman. Please accept our invitation to join us next week for the next edition of Time for Technology. Here is a suggestion for you. Make it routine to check our webpage at voanews.com and digital platforms to stay up to date on what's happening in our ever-changing world.
That was a program from the Voice of America.